Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
Fact of the matter is that 81% of coaching businesses fail within 3 years.
Within 3 years. This is just a fact.
Yeah.
It pained us so much. It hurt us really at a soul level when we witnessed this firsthand and then started getting into the statistics.
Yep. And we saw this over and over and over again. And these are the main three reasons that coaching businesses fail, if you want to write this down, if you're taking notes. They don't know how to communicate what they do and what the positive outcomes will be for their clients. That's number one.
That's number one. Like it's, and this is in all types of coaching. You see executive coaches fail to communicate that of which that somebody's going to get as an outcome. You see life coaches fail to communicate what they're able to do to help somebody and what the client's going to get as an outcome. You've got individuals out there in the neurolinguistic world called NLP coaches. Man, they really, really struggle.
Because it's full of jargon.
It's full of jargon. And so they absolutely can't explain what they do and what is the outcome that's going to be for a client. This is a known in the coaching space.
Yep. Number two reason is they don't know how to market themselves outside their address book. And they don't know how to sell their services.
Right. We're dating ourselves. But what Shay and I used to say back in the day was coaches fail because they can't market outside of their Rolodex. Does anyone remember what a Rolodex was back in the day? You can get an idea of what generation we are by knowing what that is. It's this little thing that business cards, believe it or not, used to go into physical cards and it used to spin.
I know, paper. We used to keep paper.
Anyway, so back in the day it was a Rolodex. These days it's an address book.
Yeah.
A lot of coaches, they tap out their address book and after that they're done.
Yep.
Like they fully use it up and then after that they're tapped.
Number three reason is they devalue themselves and charge way too little for their coaching services, and then they burn out.
And that sucks. And this happens a lot. This happens a lot. So big picture, number one, inability to communicate
what they do
and what is the positive outcome that the client is going to be able to get from working with them. Number two, they're not able to market outside of their own address book. After that, they're done. They're tapped. Number three, they devalue themselves and charge way too little for their coaching services. Here's a statistic for you, just so you know. The average life coach charges $150 an hour. Some people are like, well, that's not bad. That's a decent wage. But the reality is, what you have to understand is that is way too little for transformative work. Let me give you a contrast to that. The average Mind Power coach charges $1,500 an hour. So that's 10x, right? But let's go deeper into the statistics so that you understand, again, why did we create Mind Power Coaching Academy? Well, the plot thickens. The chips are not stacked in your favor. I gotta tell you. The reality is most businesses fail in general. Most businesses fail in general.
Yeah, 66%.
Yeah, 66% of businesses fail in 3 years, right? Actually, 96% of businesses fail within 10 years. And the reality is, even after 10 years, half of those that survive, they just subsist. And they actually struggle to survive. They don't even thrive. If we have anything to say about it, we will not let you be part of these statistics. We'll say, as a coaching business, or raise your hand again if you have other businesses aside from coaching businesses.
Your business in general.
We won't let you do that in general.
Right.
Like, look at this. I want you to think about Mind Power Coaching Academy, about being a program that is not only going to turn you into a world-class elite level coach, mentor, and leader, and at the same time, literally is going to be the program that's going to help you to grow your business to the next level and for your business to survive. And that's mm-hmm. coaching or the other type of business that you have, or for some of you, if you work for somebody else as an entrepreneur has their own business. An entrepreneur works for people within a company,
within the business.
Hence intra. Regardless, we want to make sure that we increase your chances for success, right? See, we've been in business and consistently profitable for over 14 years. See, we've also scaled our coaching business into a multi-million-dollar business. So we know what it takes to succeed in business in general, and especially a coaching business. Why? Well, for a few reasons.
First of all, we have failed.
Oh, we have.
Actually, many times we have failed.
Yep.
And truth of the matter is we consistently experience failure.
Yep.
We have failed multiple times, even this week.
We have.
And it's only Tuesday.
I failed once this morning. I failed a few times this morning.
So we're consistently failing, right? Now, remember, though, we want to, you know, have you look at failure differently. Failure is how you grow.
Yep.
Failure is how you succeed. The secret, though, is learning from each failure and growing from that.
Yep.
So one of the reasons that we have been able to be so successful is because we've learned from our failures. We've been through the belly of the beast and the valley of death so that you don't have to.
Yeah. Number two, we've also learned from others' failures. We've always surrounded ourselves by friends and mentors who walk much, much, much faster than us. And these are high value associations where we share battle stories with each other and really on an ongoing basis. So we can really learn from each other. This is important. There's a lot that you can learn from other people's failures as well.
Absolutely. Right? We've also learned from other successes. These same high valued associations, our universe denting friends, as we call them, they also share their successes with us and we do back with them. So these are high impact synergistic relationships that allow us to grow to the next level.
Isn't it interesting? The late Jim Rohn alluded to these three success principles, right? He said straight up, it's important to learn from your mistakes, but it is better to learn from other people's mistakes. And it is best to learn from other people's successes because it accelerates your own success.
Our ultimate goal is to guide you to places that you've never been before and faster than you could on your own.
Ooh, that's important. Yeah. Listen, that's why we all need a coach. That's why we all need a coach to guide us to places we've never been before faster than we could on our own. Ask Oprah. Ask Tom. Ask Richard Branson, Carissa Moore, Steve Jobs, Sarah Blakely, maybe Elon Musk, any elite level physician, Navy SEALs. Ask any of the super successful people in the world today. They all have or had multiple coaches and mentors. We discovered these facts when doing the research for our book, Master Your Mind Power, which is a 12-year research project, right? Speaking of, real quick, we get asked all the time, why did we write the book originally? People ask us this all the time.
Right. Well, we were sick and tired of hearing these airy-fairy new age concepts thrown out by development gurus that, you know, just said things like, you know, you just got to think positive and have positive mental attitude. But nobody ever taught how to do it. Right. And that was very important to us because we knew that there was a step-by-step process. If people knew how to think positive or how to do positive mental attitude, they'd be doing it by now. Right.
True.
So true. We really wanted to get into the minds of the greats to think how to learn. How did they think? How did they behave? And how did they create so much success? And what made them so resilient and what made them so successful?
So this is important. One of the things that helped them separate themselves from the pack was that they all had coaches, all of them, not one that we researched and studied. I mean, and this is hundreds of super achievers, some names that you know, some names that you don't know. They all had some sort of coach or mentor, or some of them had multiple at any given moment. Tom Brady, I mean, talk about one of the greatest of all time in American football, had five mentors and coaches, right? So all of them had some form of coach. Also, what we discovered is they all had some sort of a mindset or mind power coach.
Yep.
Right. This is straight from Elon Musk. I mean, talk about this powerful quote. He said, quote unquote, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now without my mind power coach. And his mind power coach is one of the reasons why he has created so much success, we discovered.
Yeah, that's huge.
We want you to stop. Just stop for a moment. Close your eyes for a moment. Stop and imagine just for a minute what it would be like if you coached the next Elon Musk, Oprah Winfrey, Sarah Blakely, Steve Jobs, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Lindsey Vonn. Imagine what it would be like to coach that individual to help them become the next universe denter. And by the way, when I'm saying coaching, I'm talking about formally or informally. Some of you are like, yep, I'm here to be the best version of myself and to become the best mentor, coach, leader, et cetera. I want you to realize that you might have somebody that you come into contact with one day. And that one powerful discussion you have where you're utilizing mind power coaching techniques and principles literally could have a positive impact in that person's world and brighten up their world a little bit, even if you're not doing formal coaching. But think about it. Think about if you had that impact, you touched somebody. The next thing you know, somebody that 20 years down the road has a quote like this, and they have a picture of you in their head, whether it's formal or informal coaching. I think that's pretty exciting. So just know this, whether you're going to be doing mind power coaching formally, meaning with clients and you're getting paid for it, or informally, like within your organization or within your community, within your church, within your family, right? The reality is, just understand this, the world needs you as a highly trained, elite level coach.
They actually need you now more than ever.
It's true. It's true. We need you to understand kind of the state of the state and what is happening within the world. Okay.
See, mental health is at an all-time low globally right now. People are more stressed, overwhelmed, and scattered than ever. And yep. Especially since the pandemic.
Yep. Secondly, more people have more running parachutes than ever before, right? How many of you are familiar with our metaphor, the running parachute? And for those of you that are new in the community, or if this is only your second time hearing it, it bears repeating and for us to kind of do a refresher on it, because you yourself as a mind power coach are going to want to make sure that you've got this, I will say, language down and this story down and this metaphor down as you're talking to people about their limitations. Remember that athletes train with these. Shay and I, fun fact that a lot of people don't know, Shay and I used to compete in triathlons. Shay was a long distance runner. I was a long distance cycler. And we taught each other how to do the opposite. So she taught me how to run. I taught her how to cycle. And she was also a good swimmer and she taught me how to swim. And then we started competing in triathlons. We used to train with these training parachutes. It's intense. And one of the hardest things to do too is to do it against the wind, because you have all this drag behind you and you're literally fighting the resistance. Yeah. But what occurs? The body gets a newfound strength, a newfound power, right? Because it's overcompensating for the drag of the running parachutes. Then game day, race day, of course, you're not going to put these on anymore, but the body thinks it's going to be there. And it has this, almost as if by magic, suddenly it's got this newfound strength and power and agility. And
so speed. The body, the athlete is better, faster, and stronger.
Now we have all been battling running parachutes, and these aren't wounds that have needed to heal. The reality is they were things that were making us stronger and better for the present moment.
Now these look like things like fear, anxiety, guilt, anger, self-doubt, not good enough, sadness. And these are things that we got from other people in usually our childhood.
Now, and these running parachutes are invisible. We have not known that we've been training with these. The reality is they had a positive purpose, which was to make us better, faster, and stronger, right? And so the reality is that there we are and have been our whole life fighting against these things. Now, this is one of the reasons why people are also struggling right now. And this is one for your notes. The two most dangerous running parachutes are fear and self-doubt. Fear and self-doubt. Yeah. So, and the reality is they're the most recurring.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I mean by recurring? Meaning these are running parachutes that you can disconnect.
But they can come back.
Mm.
Why? Because of the media, social media, just what's going on in the world, right? It's very prevalent in our environment. And so these running parachutes are easily able to be reattached to us.
Yep. So, they've been here to make us better, faster, and stronger. Whenever these running parachutes are gone, almost as if by magic, suddenly we are just faster, more agile. We're more explosive. We have faster top speeds, right? So same thing. But this is also why individuals are struggling today. They're stressed. They're overwhelmed. They're scattered. And they're battling their own running parachutes that are invisible.
Yep.
That they got from other people. They don't know that they're there and they just feel like they're moving through molasses.
And as they go on through life, they become slower and more run down and more tired, right? Because they're consistently trying to pull these. And as they get older, more attached to them.
Now, teens and 20s, no problem.
They can kind of just
infinite energy
barrel through it, just use their natural adrenaline to just drive through it.
Then the 20s and 30s ensue. And then things start to slow down a little bit because the running parachutes have been starting to wear down the individual. Okay, so what happens? Well, there's some good things and there's some bad things. Some good things like breathing, you know.
Yeah, people might try to overcompensate.
Exercise, right? Like breathing exercises or fitness exercise.
Prayer, meditation.
Or uppers and caffeine.
Caffeine.
And things, you know, to just try to overcompensate for the running parachutes. 40s and 50s happen, and there's you can throw the whole kitchen sink at the human body to try to lift it up, and it just doesn't work anymore.
Like, yeah. I'm not going to do it.
Who can relate to that, right? It's so what happens, there becomes a point where the running parachutes are just slowing an individual down, and there's nothing they can do, positive or negative, to be able to just lift themselves up anymore.
And this is where the person might start to feel like they want to give up. Right. Yeah,
this might be the point where the body gets diseased. On top of all of that, most economists agree that a global recession is likely this year. Some actually say we're already in an unofficial recession. Some countries are experiencing full-on recessions right now compared to some other countries. Regardless, let's not get into that nitty-gritty and what media channel is saying what, but let's talk about the facts. Food and energy costs are rising. Interest rates are rising. So there's all the signs of some aspect of a recession, correction, what have you, on the horizon, if not already here. So this, you have to understand, any single time that there's any sort of an economic downturn, whether it's a hard landing, a soft landing, a slow burn, or a fast burn, doesn't matter. Regardless, generally speaking, 90% of people will struggle
during a recession.
During a recession.
This 90%. Is key for your notes.
Make sure you got that.
90% of people will struggle during a recession and 10% will thrive.
And I don't mean, we don't mean survive.
No.
We mean thrive. Like we'll amass wealth. We'll amass wealth. And riches like they have never experienced before.
And just will grow overall, personally and professionally.
So you need to understand that we have a perfect storm brewing right now. Okay. People are more stressed, overwhelmed,
and scattered
than ever before. They have a bunch of running parachutes, especially fear and self-doubt, especially the two most dangerous type. There's just such huge need.
Yep.
Huge need. Remember, mental health is at an all-time low. Every statistic that they're talking about in terms of mental health has everything at a serious all-time low. So we need you. And we need you to be the best version of yourself possible as an individual. And we need you to be the best possible version of yourself as a coach and a mentor and a leader and a parent. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners. It's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.